Camisa. De Lela, de Bucura.
At Yida's only clinic, local staff are working around the clock to try and treat the growing number of refugees needing medical attention. The staff's international colleagues have not returned since the November 10th bombing. The clinic is low on everything but painkillers, and that is not what is needed to treat most of the 400 daily patients. Nurse Kadi Ali, who works for Sudanese charity Youth for Freedom, says that they have run out of antibiotics and will have no more treatment for malaria, the camp's biggest problem. She hopes medicines can be flown in or that the US aid agency, Care International, which runs the pharmacy, will return soon.
And we're using the drugs that are already here. And they have left since the bombing and they did not supply any drugs. And if they did not get, you know, we'll face an emergency or maybe crisis. Because if people are sick and there is no drugs, that would be a problem. Even the one that we're having here, it's like the drugs we came with it for our personal use.
The clinic staff also say severe food shortages have caused a spike in anemia and malnutrition, especially in children. In Yida's busy marketplace, with very little for sale, former teacher-turned-street vendor Bilal Issa Johar says that the lack of food is the refugees' main concern.
It is there, but it's very little, because we are given little food here. All the people here, they're complaining about this food because it is not enough.
Johar says that some refugees have already walked back home to a war zone in Sudan's southern Kordofan state to take their chances finding food there. The United Nations suspended aid flights last week after the Yida camp was bombed. With only a couple of small aid agencies on the ground and up to 300 people arriving from South Kordofan daily, Yida's refugees are hoping that the food keeps coming and the bombs stop falling on both sides of the border. Sudan rejected international accusations that it was responsible for the accident. But there are reports that Sudan is expanding its capacity to conduct airstrikes along its border with South Sudan. The two countries have been at odds since the South formally gained independence in July. Hannah McNeish for VOA News, Yida, South Sudan.